Indeed, we surround you and guide you and promise that, in fact, you are embodying the energies of the Christ, because you see, as you open up to true revelation, as you allow all to enter your holy field of dreams unencumbered, you see, in other words, you are no longer preventing that which needs to flow, that which needs to be present and present itself. And so, while there may still be days and months ahead where you may have the angst, you may feel a bit tripped up or uncomfortable, in fact, you should be quite pleased with the resurrection consciousness, which is brewing, which is embodying you, your holy self. Because, dear ones of the light, as you continue to be guided by the heart, both for self and others, what you will do is actualize your destiny. Now, you may wonder what this is. Is it in my itinerary? Do I have the right ticket? You see, it is for you to release these questionings, these lingering echoes of the egoic realm, because in truth, your destiny is to be guided moment by moment by the Holy Spirit itself, by your higher self. And as you are guided by this true committee, this true revelation, in fact, you will have met the journey. You will be brought up to the journey of peace. And with these energies, with these harmonies, you will be transformed. And so, dear ones, what you are doing, what you are gaining, is the self-mastery, the mastery over the emotions, the mastery over the emotional states, yes? The mastery over the pockets of energy that have been daunting, that have been plaguing you, both in this lifetime and quite often in many other lifetimes, both parallel or the past as you would find it to be. So you see, dear ones, while you may feel like you are treading water, where is shore? I feel like I've been out here forever. In fact, you are making great strides. You may wish to consider viewing yourself in the ocean or lake or body of streaming water, more so from the aerial view. In other words, when the shore still seems far off, it may feel like you are getting nowhere. From our point of view, we easily see the promotion, the extension of faith that each of you are carrying, that each of you are engaging in. And it is a bit like marking the child on the wall. As they grow, you take the pencil and you notice the growth, yes? From a day-to-day perspective, it may not feel like any growth has occurred, but then you march them up against the bar chart, and lo and behold, there is true evidence. It is somewhat like this, but even more so, because you are not just growing inches, you are not just growing pounds, but you are growing in your energetic power, in your legacy. Now, so understand, as you are washing out the doldrums, the energies of the lackluster, the fear, the symbolic traits of the past traumas, the past woes, you are supplementing the pockets of useful space with the energy of your future, with the energy of light, with the energy of your true embodiment. And more so, what you will find in the days to come is that each time the egoic realm rears its ugly head, shall we say, perhaps we will call it an interesting head, you see, because what you resist persists. So let us not attach any due karma to it. However, as you engage in the activities and issues of the day, please understand that you are marching with more energetic resonance. you are marching with a higher gauge, a higher power or amplification. And so you see, while you still have twists and turns to make, you will be more adept at securing safe passage. In other words, what would have perhaps taken you centuries or lifetimes, and then in your spiritual journey in this precious life would have taken you years or perhaps months. Now you are gaining the steam so you can pass through issues, wash them away with a blink of an eye. Now, perhaps you are saying, not in my world, not in my street, where do you live? In other words, it does not feel like a blink of an eye at all. We assure you that you are passing your tests. Perhaps it is a long blink, perhaps three blinks, get our drift? But all in all, a job well done, a life worth living. Now, as you continue to travel along, what you will notice is the lessening of the stale energy. In other words, as you clear the issues, some somewhat painful, yes, even the channeler has thought, perhaps I should get up and get the holy tissue, you see? It may be time for a tear or two. We surround you with the promise that each of you are an extension of love itself, of the Christ union, of the Christ child. And each of you have the full permission of heaven to use all of your angelic wealth. And that is what you are claiming. It is not that your job is done or complete, but it is more so that you have quite the powerful tissue to wipe the slate clean. And that is what we bring to you. That is the good news. In fact, this amplification is increasing quite readily. Every time you drop the judgment towards self, and every time you lay another issue or injury, as you would perceive it, to rest, you must understand you are increasing in your light. You are increasing in your brotherhood of the consciousness of light, of the totality. And in fact, you carry more of the God nature. Now, the reason this is quite relevant is that is the energy in which you will be creating and establishing your new world, your new civilization, and your miracles as you would understand them to be. But we promise you these miracles will be one on top of another, on top of another, until you truly recognize that these abilities, these new energies, are here to stay. In other words, when they first arrive, it may seem like a big deal. Better call the parents, better call the friends, perhaps I should write a blog, because you are so excited over your new discoveries. But dear ones of the light, hear us well. You are traveling to Oz, quite literally. You are establishing a new timetable, a new locale. As we come to find you, you see, you have slipped. You have moved. In other words, there is a particular access, a particular point on the holy map that we extend ourselves or insert our energetic resonance in order to have the broadcast, the communications, the etheric hugs from time to time, and support you overall in your healing, in your development. You see, you must be located in the grand scheme of things. Now, each time you move up vibrationally, each time you take the leap of faith, you cross your T's and dot your I's, you release the old issues, the old paradigms, the old angst, the old resentments towards self and others, the old traumas and what have you. Each time you step into your new future, you see? So when we come a calling, when we come to bestow our lovely energies and gifts upon you, please understand that you have moved, just as you would if you were swimming and you were in that lake or ocean. In other words, it may seem like you haven't gone far, but we assure you that you have traveled light years. And so what we are doing, what we would like to do this holy evening, is to make a suggestion. In other words, we are programming you for advancement, for quick advancement at that. In other words, your linear time has a certain, how shall we say, lackadaisical attitude about the whole thing. In other words, time is on my side. If I don't get to pruning the garden this week, I can do it next week, or maybe the week after. Or maybe I'll just put in a cement slab and I won't have to prune at all. You see, so many choices, so many focus points. What we are doing is stirring the energies a bit. In other words, getting the party started. We are sending you the suggestion, shall we say, the overlay, for you to get started now. In other words, why not attune to the miracles that are available to you now? Why not attune to the energetic possibilities that are truly available in your timetable right now? You see? Because as you press on the light, as you call upon the light, as you call upon your divine self, each of you will find the extension of self that is radiating within your consciousness, within your auric field. Excuse me. And it is quite possible to open the door. Now, the doors have many levels, many compartments, many avenues to explore for exploration purposes. But we assert here and now that there are several, if not many, doors that are available to you truly in this holy moment of time. You see? So why put off the gardening for next week, the week after, when the gardening can be attended to tomorrow, tonight, the next day? This is our address. This is our information relay that we are presenting to your higher selves. We are opening the door for you to do a bit of time traveling, for you to get acquainted with your upper chambers, your upper guidance. You each have the protocol of the lovely hosts, the archangels, the master guides, yes? Now, as you secure your focus on these relationships, as you build this paradigm that you exist in, to include this to be a necessary and quite normal and comfortable extension of self. In fact, what you will be doing is alerting your higher self to enter, to resume normal activities. In other words, your higher self, you may say, has been a bit shy, has been a bit in the corner, waiting for the invitation. As you make it a priority to invite this self in, to have a look-see in terms of what is behind door number one, door number two, and so forth, indeed, what you will be doing is speeding up time. Time is here for your arrival. How much time it will take is truly up to you in terms of when you arrive at each of your tiers of spiritual advancement. We propose that you have learned quite well, quite sufficiently, and have the rights to the kingdom. We propose that you can move forward in a quickened, timely fashion. In other words, there are, how shall we say, various alternate paths. You have the fast path, the medium path, and the slower path. Now, there is no judgment in terms of your selection choice, but understand the more energetic stance that you take, the more that you continue to release what is not love and to resume a powerful position of love. In fact, that is where your miracles will unfold. That is where the beauty of the moment unfolds. In other words, it may still appear on the linear level, not much has changed, business as usual, but indeed, the Christ has spoken, the Christ has arrived, and much has changed within the heart, within your focus, you see? Because you have great awareness, great opportunity to focus on different vibrational levels. Your job, your gift, is to recognize that the higher levels are due you. They are due you now, right now. They are pulsating, you see, getting ready for your arrival, getting ready for your conscious arrival, because in truth, you are already there. But the more that you dwell in these possibilities and bring it into clearer, concrete focus that this can be your new direction. In fact, what will appear is this truth. So let us continue to harmonize your beliefs, your consciousness, to this new tier of life, to your new tomorrow. Allow it to unfold. Allow it to awaken you. Allow it to gently resonate with the truth of you. In truth, you are all of the higher realms already. You always have been. You have been quite diligent in being willing to travel lower to the lower energies for the purpose of harmonizing these lower energies to the higher awareness. You see, this has been the plan all along. You are quite at the end of your journey now, and you have been afforded an element of grace. It is a bit like the bonus points for a job well done. You see, have this be your attitude, your holy awareness that these opportunities are at hand. The more you allow your belief to entertain this possibility, the more you will view life from these heavenly realms. You see, life is here to amuse you, to delight you, and to provide for you. As you attune to these provisions, even more so, you will receive an amplification of this evidence, and then more and more and more. So dwell not on the negative. Open up and receive the possibilities. They are quite great. They are quite wondrous and quite magnificent at this time. Each of you have access and divine right and the good karma for this receivership as you choose to extend your focus, your awareness, your love. So we ask you to receive. We ask you to let go of any beliefs that you are still only of the linear. That is nonsense. You are the angels we speak of. You are the angels that are traveling to bring light to all. In order to do so, you must grant yourselves full permission to receive the amplification of the light yourself. You see, these are magnificent times when the true airwaves of love are coming to resonate within the Sacred Heart. There is an opening within this heart now. You are learning how to read the codes, how to accept the symbolic gestures that are being permitted now. There has been great amount of leniency or permission that has been granted the earthly plane for those that are ready for their divine appointments. You see, it has all been arranged, you may say, for your benefit, for your interest, for your securing. And so we ask you to secure well, to secure mightily. You understand, we have our own vested interest in you stepping into your divine appointment. The more you say yes to your higher consciousness, the more that we can work our missions, our goals, be an overlay through you, you see? So as the heavenly realms continue to open to serve, understand, you will be guided to serve. It is a two-way street, you may say. So enjoy these times. These are the last pockets of the old energies, the fears, the last hurrahs you are noticing in your own personal lives, as well as the daily external affairs. Understand that you are ready. Never doubt your abilities. Understand that you have been guided to receive more useful focus, more amplification of higher skill, you may say, with the higher realm, in order to wash out the old, in order to receive the new. These times are precious. They are unlike any times previously in the earth history. You are opening up to a grand new experience of light on Mother Earth. And so it is. And so allow us to seal this activation now with the purpose of introducing you and supporting your maintenance, your focus on your light. And so it is. Okay, you guys were just light bodies. Like, I didn't see the physical form anymore. It was total light. It was just so magnificent. You know, it's so funny because they always say to us that, you know, they don't see us in the physical. But I never really saw that. And when I was just tuning in, I just saw the light body and I thought, oh my gosh, how beautiful are we? Just how beautiful are we? Because I could just feel it. And it was so, how do I put words to it? I want to say magnificent, but like that doesn't even touch it. When I was in that state, it's like there's no care in the world that comes to your mind because you're so aware of what you are. So I was so aware of the two of you that it was, oh my gosh, of course, this is who we really are. It was just so uplifting. And my feeling is that's what they're attuning us to this evening. Is helping us to, I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, helping us to maintain that higher focus and that higher awareness of that energy. And here's the other part that I clearly got, and I see this in my own life right now, is like we're really It's almost like the waves are coming, you know, the waves, and they're getting strong. And they're saying that, you know, pardon the exercise, but that's actually needed because that's what's really gonna push all the old stuff out once and for all. So even though it's not always like a pleasant ride, like if you're in the ocean and you get, you know, the wave comes over you, like sometimes we fall, you know, we can lose our balance, but you know, we're totally fine afterwards. And that, and they're saying to, for all of us right now, to keep the faith that just because you feel like you're really being pushed, in fact, you're being lovingly pushed because you're being supported to rid yourself of the old, they're saying like the old regime, the old consciousness, the old belief. And so anything, what they're saying is like anything that does not support our true, I'm getting the chills, that does not support our true vision of ourself, is going to be like brought up to be eliminated. So they're saying like, don't get frightened by the process. Don't get frightened by, you know, oh my gosh, I just want to have a good day. Why is this happening? It's happening so that we can witness our own truth. And really, really, because my strong feeling, this is how it feels to me. I don't really feel like a spaceship around us, but perhaps there is. But I really feel like energetically, it's almost like they're so close. I can't explain this. It's like the energy is just, are you looking for a spaceship? The energy.
No.
I know she's outside. Like the energy is, oh, the moon. That's so funny. The energy is just so close to us. Like I can't begin to explain to you really how close, like the anchoring of our higher self really is. Like it's not 4 miles away, like we have time to go make dinner or whatever, go out or whatever we want to do. Like it's literally with us, like so close, waiting to merge. And when I say that, like the chills coming through me is just like a real amazingly fantastic. It really is that close. And so that's why it's like the last stuff's coming out, because this anchoring is really right here, ready to take place. So it's just beautiful, but I'm just gonna finish this and let you guys talk. But seeing you in your light bodies was like, oh my God, like I'm glad I woke up today. So I'll just say that. All right, so we'll start with Miss Deborah. I don't know why, but we will. And how can we help you, honey?
That was really a good message, because I've been so feeling so stuck and feeling like I just can't move forward, can't get this business off the ground, can't make money. I'm like in this, and I keep coming back to the same thing and like, what? And I feel like I'm either missing something or there's a disconnect, or I'm not sure what I'm doing that, but I feel like I'm just not moving forward, and I just feel stuck. I feel
okay.
Stuck.
Okay. And what kind of business are you trying to move forward?
It's the band. It's a band that I'm in.
Okay.
Cool.
I know that is cool. I tried to get there when I saw something on Facebook and I was like, ooh, but I couldn't do it that day. So I'll try to go another day. Okay. So how can I do this? Let's do it this way. Go ahead and say your first name, and then say, if you're comfortable doing this, say the name of the band.
Deborah, mm-hmm. Vintage Groove Band.
And say the name of the band again.
Vintage Groove Band.
And say it one more time.
Vintage Groove Band.
And say it one more time, Deborah.
Vintage Groove Band.
And say your name?
Deborah.
And say the band's name one more time.
Vintage Groove Band.
I feel like, not that I've heard you guys, but I feel like you guys are really good musically. So that's not the issue at all. It has more, they're saying it has to do with the emissary. So that's like the person promoting it. Who's promoting your stuff?
Well, that's the problem. We're very bad at that.
That's apparently you are.
A bunch of musicians and no salespeople. So
yeah,
we're struggling and trying to figure it out. And that's the hard. It's been hard.
Okay.
Been hard.
That's how it feels to me. You guys really feel delightful, like in your own particular varied ways. Like you all seem to have, they're showing me like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Like, in other words, you all have your little specialties. You all have your little contributions. Like you're all unique, you know, you all have your pros, like you each add something is what I want to say. And musically it feels tight. If like, not that I really know, but it feels good. It really does. But it feels to me, and say that vintage name again, please.
Vintage Groove Band.
It needs an emissary. Like it needs, like they're saying that if they had, beings of light from a particular dimension or planet, and they come to arrive on Earth, they're going to have like a spokesperson. They're going to have one that is like the communicator, the one that's going to like meet, I don't know, I guess they meet presidents and just don't tell us, but whoever they meet, I won't even go there. But in other words, they're going to have like a delegate. They're going to have someone like, okay, you're representing us. So I don't know if you could get like a promoter and give them a cut or what, but someone needs to like kind of amp up the abilities, and but that appears to be the only, but here's the good news. I mean, it really is good news. I don't really feel like there are other problems. Like, you know, it's not like, oh my gosh, you know, you guys just really aren't good or something. I mean, you really feel like you're good, but I do feel like, how do I want to say this? There are bands out there that have the advantage of like the spokesperson that knows who to call, when to call, which places, you know, or has the connections. And it is, unfortunately, you know, a little bit of like a networking business kind of thing, that if you could somehow get a leader of the group or access someone that does like a little promotional or just knows the ins and outs. Goodness, you know, what they're saying to me is like, it's like the starving artist syndrome. You know, like an artist is really good in creating, but they don't have a clue what to do with the stuff once it's created. It's a little bit like that, but here's the thing. I mean, that's the only blemish I feel. So that's like something really practical more than spiritual, but that's something they're saying that you can take like practical means in creating a resolution for. And they're saying there are, I don't know what the cut is, like I don't know anything about this, but they're saying there are people out there that could promote you, and of course they're gonna take a cut, but that can get you out there.
That's what we're trying to do, get agents to do the work for us.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just see if there's anything else from a spiritual perspective that can help you. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say your name one more time, honey.
Deborah.
They're saying don't look back. In other words, don't focus on the energies of the past, like of the problems that you've had up to now. Because there's a tendency, how do I explain this? There's liftoff energy, like around our auric field. If we just stay in the present and don't bring our history, like drag our history along with us, and we just stay at the present, like somehow there, like in our auric field, there are pockets of opportunity that can create like spontaneous healing, spontaneous opportunities, all kinds of excuse me, really wonderful, lovely stuff. The way we access it is to stay open to the promise of tomorrow or the promise of the moment. When we drag our linear stuff along, what we do is we cloud our recognition of those moments or experiences or opportunities. So here's the bottom line. Drop the history in your mind and hold a vision for the band that anything you experienced up to now has anything at all to do with what you can expect now. And they're basically saying, like, rehearse dramas and they're yours. Rehearse dramas and they're yours. So in other words, like rehearsing, like, oh, this is a hard job or a hard occupation. They're like, let it go, because now you have like the implementation of opportunities to kind of like skyrocket. And you guys have fun doing it, right? Like, you enjoy it? Yeah. And say your name one more time, please.
Deborah.
I actually see like an opportunity opening up where you can kind of have like a steady thing. Like, I don't know if it's like at a bar or rest, I don't know how that works, but like something that's actually pretty consistent. With the right contacts, they're saying there are places that would give you like steady work. Yeah, you need the contacts is what you need. Yeah, but don't like stay in the present. You know, it's sort of like, it's kind of like when you're getting your feet wet, you may have like a few customers, whatever, and it's like, okay, now I'm ready for the big time. So the few customers have nothing to do with what you can expect now. I'm just going to leave it like that. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah. You're really good. It really feels good though. Otherwise, it really does. Like, you got it all together. Now it's like, okay, now what do we do with this? So just consider it to be practice. Like, okay, now we're ready. All right, see you. All right, I'll try to come hear you one day. All right, Joey Lene, how are you, honey bunny?
I'm good.
Okay.
This is my highest and best message that they want to give me tonight.
Okay.
Please.
It's funny saying tonight, isn't it? Online. I've never done tonight before. I think I did once a long time ago. All right, well, Mom, please, honey. And say your first name, please.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
They're saying while you're waiting for like your big break, it's so funny. Everyone's like waiting for a big break here tonight for some reason. While you're waiting for your big break, see the possibilities. Like, envision the possibilities. See the promise and expect the promise of a new tomorrow, like in a big, grand, bold, fantastic way. It feels to me like the message is a little bit of, like if you pick up one of Joel Osteen's books, you know, and it's like, God's gonna promise you, you know, whatever. I forget how he says it, but it always sounds very lovely. So that's actually your message tonight, is like to program your mind to understand, and say your name one more time, please.
Joey Lene.
Yeah, to understand all the wonderful opportunities that are headed your way that you can expect. And so as you're going through the pruning process, as you're going through the remembrance process, the more that you hold that like positive expectancy, it's really about, I don't know how else to say this, I just keep hearing that, positive expectancy. It's actually going to support your breakthroughs. And I understand that, because, you know, sometimes it's like the journey can kind of wear you out, you know, when you're doing a marathon is what it feels like. And you kind of get tired through that marathon. So it's what they're saying, that it's important for those marathoners to have like that visualization of like seeing themselves at the finish line, seeing the accomplishment, and to get them through some of those miles that it's kind of like, okay, this isn't quite as much fun as when I first started, that kind of thing. That actually is going to help you in like harnessing energies that you're bringing in that are going to be kind of like, how do I say, it's kind of like the lock that turns the lock. So the more that you can, it's sort of like walking on faith, like knowing it's coming, and being sure about that. So it's sort of like whatever I have to go through, whatever twist and turn, to keep like focused on the bigger picture through the process. That will actually move you through faster and bring some, you've got like accelerated energies coming to you. And that's what, and say your name again, honey?
Joey Linnae.
Yeah, you've got accelerated energies coming to you, and that will kind of keep you on the fast track. Because everyone's mind is very powerful, but yours specifically appears to be extremely powerful. So here's the thing, you can use it for yourself or you can use it against yourself. And it kind of flip-flops. But here's the thing. It's so powerful that the second you remember where you notice your mind, you just flop it back the other way. You know, and it's just like, imagine Joel Osteen moving in with you or something. You know who he is, right? Yeah. Okay, so just imagine he moves in with you. And so every time you notice your mind where you don't want it to be, it's like, ooh, Joel would want me to put it back the other way. You know, and it's like, just imagine he's like your guest for the next month or whatever. It'll like help you remember or whatever minister you love that does stuff like that. That's just the one that comes to mind. But it will remind you to watch your mind. And don't give it a second thought when you notice it not in the right direction. But when you notice it, it's like just reintroducing it. Like be like, okay, you know, here we go again. That will help you stay, it'll just help you stay on course. It'll help you stay on course. So do you have any questions about that?
Well, I'm just wondering, I know everybody kind of wants to ask this, but when is this like going to end? Like when is the breakthrough or any kind of time that they can give me? It's a long story, but I kind of know what I'm waiting for, if that makes any sense. And I know that I'm at the end right now, mm-hmm. and it's like any day. It could happen tomorrow or it can happen in a month, but I just kind of wonder what any details that they can give me.
I so hear you. You have no idea. You have no idea how much I understand what you just said. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Joey Linnae.
And say it one more time.
Joey Linnae.
Well, if it helps at all, I'm hearing 2 months. If you drag it out, it can be 3-4 months. If you really do your work, it could be a month and a half. But something's coming, I'm going to say 2 months. And again, you've got that variance depending on what you do. Hold on, let me see what else I can bring through. One moment, honey. And say your name again, please.
Joey Linnae.
And say it one more time.
Joey Linnae.
And say it one more time. Do you have any books on ancient Egypt?
Not with me, no.
Okay. I actually have a book. It's at a friend's house, but I will get it back for you if you want to borrow it. They're saying, actually I have a few books with my move. I have to see if I can find them. But it would be good for you to read that, because what it'll do is actually going to help like your dream time state in terms of kind of reacquainting you with your truth. So I will dig out my books. Anything like that will, and it's not really what the words are, it's about the energies. It's about just kind of realigning with those energies would be helpful for you right now. Let me see if there's anything else. And say your name again, please.
Joey Lanay.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lanay.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lanay.
It's the same message from last time, to observe your mind, to observe your mind. They're saying it can be a little trickster. It can be a little trickster. So to the best of your ability, you know, when you notice your mind going into doubts or frustration or whatever, you know, just bring it back to the present moment or bring it back to positive expectation. And keep moving forward. Because they're saying that you're like the master controller, you're the master influence. You're the master influence. You have more influence than anybody else does. You know, so like you look to like the higher realms. And they're like, you know, don't forget what you have to get through to get to those higher realms. So kind of basically steer your ship. Steer your ship. When I say that to you, I so need that message also, because it's one thing to say it, and then it's a matter of, maybe this will help you a little bit, is like a moment-to-moment focus. And so for me, I have hours when I'm really focused. And then something will take me off. I don't know, a phone call, something upsets me or whatever. Well, what I've noticed is in the past, that could take me off the rest of the day, or that could take me off for half a day. And so what I'm doing is kind of holding the intention to getting back on track faster and faster and faster. And so like on some good days, oh my gosh, you know, a couple of deep breaths and I'm back. On not so good days, you know, sometimes an hour later, okay, I'm back. But it's having the intention to stay in that, what kind of like meditative awareness, staying with those higher energies through the day. And they're saying like the more that we have that as the intention and the goal, like not to put any pressure on yourself, but the more that you have that as the intention or the goal, what you're gonna find is that your boat's gonna stay in the right seas, like more and more and more and more often. And that's what's going to help keep you in alignment with that which is coming forth.
No, I totally understand that. And then I know we have to go, but I...
No, it's just us. We'll have whatever we need.
And it's so funny that this is how it ended up, us three, because this morning, I don't even know if you saw it, but last night, I'm here alone, like I told you, and last night, you've been on my mind, but not for so much for channeling. I know this sounds crazy, but I don't know if it's because you give me such a good feeling when I'm in group, but like, I just feel like maybe because my mom's not here... And I feel like I look at you like you could be a girlfriend / mom to me. I don't know why. But
so because I could like, be.
I keep thinking, like, I kept getting the feeling like, oh, ask Nicole just in case you ever need it, or in case I ever need anything, if I can have her number or something like that. But I was just thinking about you. Then I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm just going to email her. And that's why I said, like, maybe I'll get a one-on-one session because I think maybe I need that. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. And then you emailed back with, like, Friday night session tonight. And I'm like, oh, well, where else am I going to be? I'm not going to go out, so I'll do the session. And then,
oh, wow. So, oh, how cool.
It was meant to be. But anyway, my thing is, in the beginning, when you guys said, they said it or you said it, like, hold the most positive expectation. So right before I started this group, literally, it's like right here in my notebook, I wrote down something, and I'm not going to read it out loud, but in it has the word airport. And I literally wrote an outcome of something I wanted to happen, and it had to do with being at an airport. And when I wrote it down, I was thinking, like, is that what they're talking about? Like, me pick what I want? Like, me to manifest what I want and write it down and keep thinking that? Or is that kind of taking control and you, like, and me, like, being too detailed?
Wow. That's amazing.
Like, I'm looking at the word airport. Like, I literally wrote it. So when you said airport, I'm like, how the heck did she know that?
Because you were thinking it, and I picked up on it, I'm sure. That's just too funny. No, it's absolutely appropriate. If you know, it's creative visualization for us to call in or bring in to us that which serves us, and that's part of our co-creative process. What they ask is that we continue to do so from the alignment of our divine self, because what we would create from more of the lower energies is very different than what we would create when we're in alignment with our divine self. You know, so it's sort of like the old standard of when everyone started knowing about thoughts create, you know, we'd all get together to create red Corvettes. And it's like, who could create the red Corvette first? Because that's an important element to it. And so now as we continue to align with our divine self, what we wish to manifest has higher and higher vibration or higher and higher energy. But absolutely, it's perfectly, I mean, they're saying that we do that all day long, whether we realize it or not. You know, if you need a certain spice or whatever for your cooking, you create the manifestation of that spice. And they're saying there are examples where something cannot even be on the shelf, but it's something that you need. And so then there's like some clerk in the stock room saying, you know, we never put this out. Maybe we should put this out. And so what we think is, oh, it's there. Well, it really wasn't until like last night when you called it forth because you had need of it. And that we don't really realize how much we're actually creating all along the way. You know, so, yeah.
This is something that, I mean, I've been thinking about for like probably over 10 years. Mm. And now when I wrote this exact situation, I'm really manifesting this from a higher self, because I could feel in my heart, like I could feel that it's a different alignment from when I was asking for this 10 years ago. So yeah. 10 years ago, I wanted it for different reasons. And now it's like, it's from a whole different point. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like, I hope they can let this one happen, because I'm really doing it from the right place.
You know? Well, remember, it's not like you're giving it to Santa Claus, you know, asking for it to happen. So what you can do is give it really to your divine self and ask that this or something equal or better to be made manifest, and have your higher self really be in charge, because your higher self could bring you something even better. But it understands, and what you're looking at is the feeling of why you want the manifestation. So is it, you know, I want to have companionship, I want to have beauty in my life, I want to have, like, what is like the goal of the manifestation? And so that's really like the crux of the element that you want to give to your higher self or divine self to have them manifest. So it's like, you know, if I had thoughts of this channeling, it's like, whoa, I would really like to get a book out there or do this or that. But my mind, and the goal would be for everyone to be blessed with the energies. Well, my higher self has, I'm sure, tons of ideas I haven't even thought of, like on how that can manifest. But you sound like you are definitely on your way, positively. And say your name again, honey.
Joey Lynette.
Yeah, you're learning how to trust yourself is what they're saying. You're learning how to trust yourself. And that makes sense, because they're saying, listen to the words. Like, it's like you're making this request, and that's kind of how it felt. Like, you know, I'm giving this to Santa Claus, so I hope he brings it to me. And to remember that you're working with you on a higher level. You're not like, oh, please, 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 because that's like supplication. In other words, something outside of you gets to decide. What you're working with is an extension. I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this. What you're working with is an extension of you. So you really is really what decides. You see the difference? It's much more empowering.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Much more empowering. And they're saying that that's part of your mastery right now is learning how to trust that. Learning how to trust your mastery. your mastery, not someone else's mastery, not the master's mastery, your mastery. And you're in the process of learning how to trust that.
You would laugh because you kept telling me in group, imagine, like if someone walks in your house, so all day today, because I didn't have to work or anything today, so I've been here all day, and at one point, I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, I wish you guys would just appear so I can see you, like, and I'm trying to get there, and I try to go into, like, this meditative state, and then all last night, I was watching these, like, YouTube videos or hearing, like, people talk about things going on in the world with consciousness and all these different things. So I know that I'm in the process of, like, downloading all this information, but yet they still won't, like, come clear. They won't come out and, like, let me know that I'm not going crazy.
Okay, and say your name, honey.
Joey Lynette.
Okay, so it's what you're learning how to do is, gosh, how do I say this? It's somewhere between faith and it's more than faith, though. Say your name one more time, honey.
Joey Lynette.
It has to do with developing your extrasensory perceptions. In other words, you don't need to see anything with the physical eyes in order for you to know someone's there, for you to know that you're connected to something greater. Allow your senses, like your sixth sense, your intuition, that's actually what's going to pick up the energy way before the physical. They're saying, you know, drop the physical. I read something, I don't really understand it, but it talks about how, like, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our brain. So they remember, they're saying that's limited to, even though some people have clairvoyancy, but that's primarily limited to the linear realm. And so what you're looking to is to establish regular contact and familiarity with higher dimensions. And so your ability to perceive that requires use of other senses that you basically have been programmed to not pay attention to. But you had clear access to them when you were little. Before, someone kept saying, pay attention to the board, pay attention to the board. Well, the reason they had to say pay attention is because little kids are normally paying attention to these other senses. And so what you're doing is simply opening up to something that's really quite natural, especially with you, really quite natural. But it's you know, something, it's kind of like you use it or you lose it. So we've all sort of temporarily lost it to some extent. So we're just reminding ourselves of what really is there and available to us. And it really is. It's just, and that's when they say whatever my little phrase was, it's the more that you get comfortable with establishing that as normal, that you'll start feeling it.
Yeah, at least with the eyes or with the ears, you can see it or hear it, but with me thinking, oh, I feel there's a spirit in the room, there's no proof, though. There's no evidence. I can feel things, but it's like you need more of a confirmation.
You'll step into a knowing. You will step into a knowing. You will step into knowing. And it has something to do with, going back to what I said before, it has to do with trusting yourself. It has to do with trusting yourself. So I'll kind of leave you with this, if this helps. When I first started channeling, I didn't know how to trust myself as much as I do now. And the more I trust myself, the more information I receive, because I understand it's just me. So think of it also, maybe this will help, is you're not just looking to perceive something separate from you, but to understand all of this is also you. And that's actually why you have access to it. It's because it's actually you too. Does that make sense? So it's like dropping those concepts of separation. Oh, I'm looking for a master separate from me to suddenly manifest. It's right. But even to see. But the more that you understand that you're one with the master, the more access you'll have to what he or she says, feelings. And that actually is what opens you up, when you recognize that it really is all you. Like, you're me. asking these questions. You know, it's like we're really all, there's no separation. And the more you play with that, to me anyway, the faster all this, the abilities emerge. Because it has to do with your consciousness when you really get that it's you. So maybe play with that also.
I will, thank you.
Okay. Indeed, we are delighted with the communication. You see, in some respects, we would like the channeler to keep going, keep proceeding, because these are important talks of truth. These discussions are quite worthy, quite purposeful, and we suggest that you continue in this vein in the days to come. Perhaps do a reading, perhaps give a lecture, because you see, you are speaking truth. And you are quite an emissary of light. We surround each of you with our graciousness, our gratitude for the efforts that you are making. They are not going in vain. It is not misguided steps. In fact, you are each being led to the promised land. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.